Hello, I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and you come to me for hard facts. The world keeps turning, and you're trying to keep up.
The fight against coronavirus has the Oxford.
But there's so much noise drowning out the news. Talking heads, broadcast messages, press releases. They're telling you their side, but you just want the facts. And that's why you come to me. I give you the statistics without spin. Out of 116 million working age Nigerians, 35.5 million are employed full time. That's 30%. I give you the context.
I give you the history.
I fight fake news with facts.
Kayode.
Let me talk.
No, Kayode, I will let you talk. Kayode, I will let you talk if you let me talk. Kayode.
That's why more and more Lagosians are tuning in.
1,720,970,000 of you,
they know that if you give me your afternoon, I will give you hard facts.
Well done, Sandra, and all you do, going beyond the headlines and focusing on the facts.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
First hard fact of the day, 542 confirmed COVID cases yesterday. That's about the same as last week, Tuesday. We're also confirming that there's a new variant of COVID-19 here in Nigeria and in a few other countries. But so far, there's no sign that it's more dangerous in any way. So the NCDC is asking Nigerians to remain calm while the data is being gathered. And I'm appealing to you to please keep taking your precautions. Limit your movement when you must go out or when you have to go buy essentials. Wear a mask, huh? And keep your distance from people. Wash your hands, sanitize your hands. I got to work today and I did something nice for Yvonne and she wanted to give me a hug. And I was like, I'd have loved to give you a hug, but I know that I can't give you a hug because you are in COVID times. And I really loved that. I really respected that, you know, because like everyone here takes the virus very seriously. All the people you love, all the people you like to hear from, they're all taking it seriously. And I do hope that you can take it as seriously as they are. Second hard fact of the day, you need to sign up for the Glass Ceiling Convention. Yes. The Glass Ceiling is about to have its first ever annual conference. It's happening on March 7th, the Sunday before International Women's Day. And this year, we're going to be talking about concrete steps that women can take to claim their full political power in Nigeria. Because think about it, half the country is made up of women. And so that means that by right, half the people with political power should be women. Half the senators, half the reps, half the governors, half the councillors, the president should be a woman half the time. But that's not the case. Now, we're not coming together to complain about this. We're coming together to figure out the steps to take charge, to change this problem. So Nigeria Info is partnering with the Canadian High Commission, the UK High Commission, the US Consulate General to get this done. And we have a great panel. We have a phenomenal keynote speaker. Nse Ufot is from the USA. She's the head of the New Georgia Project. They're one of the groups that flipped Georgia from Republican to Democrat in the last election. So she's a real political general, right? And she'll be sharing her insights with the women who will attend this conference. And it's completely virtual. It's completely online. So you don't need to enter transport fare and start coming anywhere. And when she's done sharing, we're going to talk about how to domesticate the tips that she has shared for Nigeria. Now, I know that half of my 970,000 listeners are women. That's 485,000 of you. I have a special phone line for you because your voice matters on Hard Facts. And I'm hoping that 485,000 of you register for this event. To register, simply visit www.nigeriainfo.fm. That's it. www.nigeriainfo.fm. Register and we'll let you know what the next steps are. Yeah? All right, let's move on. I have a great show for everybody, starting with the big three. Let's talk about the Senate confirming the last set of service chiefs as ambassadors. That's our first story. Then let's talk about Lai Mohammed saying that school kidnappings are not just a Nigerian problem. And then let's talk about the latest news in the fight against COVID. Remember, you can talk to us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM. You can also talk to us on Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3. On Community U Report today, Chukwudi is out in the field. Chukwudi is doing something phenomenal today. He is in somewhere called Twins Street in Itire. That's in Mushing, here in Lagos. So he's going to be taking a look at a particular community there and talking about some of the things that have been happening in that community. He'll be reporting live from 4 o'clock. Don't miss that conversation. On the big hard fact, let's talk about the APC's membership validation exercise. We'll talk about the high points, the low points, the drama, the process, and the implications for 2023. Don't forget that every hour we bring you news at the top of the hour, and there's something happening every minute. So you need to listen, because that's the only way you win on Just a Minute. And I do love you to win on Just a Minute. And then we'll wrap up today's show with Conversations with Rufai. He'll be here from 6:15 to have conversations with you. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
This is the Big Three.
The Big Three.
On the Hard Facts.
On 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Have the ex-service chiefs earned their appointments as ambassadors? Have they earned their appointments as ambassadors? What should be the strategy for preventing school kidnappings? Did you ever experience COVID-like symptoms without getting tested? Those are the big three, Lagos. Let's talk. Today, the Senate confirmed all the immediate past chiefs of service as ambassadors. And that's our first story. We told you a few weeks ago that President Buhari was nominating the five men to be ambassadors just days after removing them from the top of the military. They are the former Chief of Defence Staff, General Abayomi Olonisekin, the former Chief of Army Staff, Lieutenant General Tukur Burutai, the former Chief of Naval Staff, Vice Admiral Ibok Ete Ibas, the former Chief of Air Staff, Air Marshal Sadiq Abubakar, and the former Chief of Defence Intelligence, Air Vice Marshal Mohammed Usman. Now, since then, we've been seeing split reactions on the streets and on social media. Some Nigerians have been saying that the Senate should not confirm these men. And one reason that they give is that the same Senate asked the president to remove the service chiefs at the time. The Senate said that the service chiefs were failing to carry out their duties. So some Nigerians are saying that if the Senate truly believed that these men did such a bad job as service chiefs that they should be fired, then the Senate should definitely not choose them for anything else. That's what some Nigerians are saying, and I wonder if you agree with that. But you have Nigerians who are also saying, no. The Senate was right to confirm them. Military is military. Diplomacy is diplomacy. So basically, the Senate cannot use their performance as soldiers to disqualify them as ambassadors. Which of the arguments do you agree with? Now, you also have various civil society groups opposing the nomination and confirmation on the grounds of the role of the military during the NSAS protests and the Lekki toll gate shooting. So they're saying that since Olonisekin and Burutai were at the top of the command for the army when that happened, they shouldn't hold any public offices, especially not an office representing the entire country. Either way, they have confirmed them as ambassadors. The next step is for the president, through the Foreign Affairs Ministry, to assign them to countries. So let's hear your thoughts, Lagos. 0700-993-993-993-0700-993-993-993. What do you think? Where do you stand? do you think that the people who the Senate said at one point were too bad at their jobs and had to be fired should not be confirmed by the same Senate to hold any other office in Nigeria? Or do you agree with people who say military and military, ambassador and ambassador, two different things? You can't use one to judge the other. Do you agree with those ones? Two sides of the divide. Where do you stand? Then you have those who are opposing the nomination and confirmation on the grounds of the role of the military during NSARS. Now remember, like I said, either ways, they have been confirmed. Next step is for the president to assign them to countries. 0700-993-993-993. That's the number for women, for men, sorry. And then the number for women is 01465-7190. 01465-7190. Number for men is 0700-993-993-993. Hello, thank you for calling us.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
Alexandra.
Good afternoon. Welcome. What's your name?
Yeah, but is it in policy or a written down law that the elderly men who have worked and retired or continually be cycle round to continue more embezzlement or continue more enjoyment where we have the youth that are capable to do that work? Because I believe being ambassador is not a matter of experience. It's a matter of capability. Somebody who read law, a young man or a young lady, can be an ambassador. A mathematician can be an ambassador. Then why is tackling this old man? Then this is what he did to Laye Mohammed. That one has retired, ending his entire money only to come back to the office again to continue teaching money. Then we talk about enumerating the youth or empowering the youth or employment of the youth. Mm-hmm. So where is the employment for the youth? Does it mean that office cannot be handled by youth? Answer me. You know, all this type of a thing brings disencouragement to the youth in this country. They continually being discouraged. But by the time you hear about these five people now, how do you want the youth to feel that they are immaterial as long as the Nigeria is confined? They are not capable to do anything good except only to be used for politics to destroy things. It's not fair. Anyway, this also serves as a lesson to the entire Nigeria.
Okay.
That selecting an old man that has retired and the brain has retired to come and rule you, these are the results.
Thank you very much for calling us. 16 minutes past 3, Lagos. You're listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. 01465-7190. If you are female, and if you're male, 0700-993-993-993. Hello, thanks for calling us. Hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
Mrs. Ajayi, calling from Suru Ileri.
Welcome, Mrs. Ajayi. Go ahead.
Thank you, Sandra. I oppose it. It is not good.
Okay.
What will then happen to the career diplomat in the Ministry of External Affairs? Nothing like motivation for them. People that, the army people, they're already tired. Already tired because when they were there, they could not do anything. So please, Buhari should allow them to go and rest with their family. They should go and rest with their family. It's not even up to 3 months. They are posting them elsewhere to go and represent this country that they were not even representing well when they were army general. Please, they should go and rest. They are tired. They should go and rest. Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling us. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Thanks for calling. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Agwuma.
Welcome, Agwuma. Go ahead.
Actually, I did not expect anything better from this government and mostly from the presidency. But it's unfortunate and so sad that the Senate have made themselves a rubber stamp for the presidency. Whatever comes out from presidency, not knowing that they are representing the people, it's so unfortunate, so sad. That's the kind of people leadership we have in our country. Having said that, my problem with the choice of these people for the ambassadorial position is that which country are they really going to?
Well, we don't know yet.
I know we don't know because they won't present them. I foresee them either going to, mark my words, going to Chad, Niger, within this, where we are having problem with the Fulani herdsmen coming from.
Why?
Being migrated from.
Why do you think so?
Okay, I will tell you. We have talked about the fear of Nigerians over the involvement, the participation, the sponsorship of these herdsmen, Boko Haram, migration of them coming from the northern part of the country.
Mm-hmm.
And now the president was so reluctant to relieve these people of those of their posts.
Okay.
And yet he knows that we have talked about agenda of the government. What is the role? Are they committed to the eradication of these atrocities, crime, and killings of Nigerians? Are they committed? You can see the money changing hands as a result of this kidnapping. And so, to facilitate the movement of these people from the northern part of the country, Niger, Chad, is what they are going to coordinate.
Well, that's very speculative, and we also have
course,
yes, but you, and we yeah. also have Lai Mohammed, who has said that a dime wasn't paid.
Ignore Lai Mohammed.
No, but you cannot ignore the spokesman of the government.
If anything they have said have helped Nigeria, we are dying each day. So it's painful when Nigeria when people say ignore, let's give them a chance. Let's at what peril?
No. So what you're offering me? What I'm saying, Agoma.
Yeah, go ahead.
You've offered me what you think could happen. You've speculated about what you think could happen.
Yeah.
I'm telling you that Lai Mohammed says that that story about paying for ransom for the kidnapped children is false. That not a dime has been paid for any of the children who have been kidnapped.
That's what he said. Remind you of what Lai Mohammed have said that turned out to be false.
Mm.
Lai Mohammed have announced that the military were not there at Lekki Tor in the first place. Lai Mohammed has said all the pictures, whatever the people have said, they were all fake. That is the government that is never fake. But they told us, remember, the president once told us that the people in Kangara, there were only 10 people. But at the end, it turned out to be over 400.
Hmm.
Lai Mohammed have said a lot of things that turns out to be false. So, who is the fake news maker? To us, to Nigerians, to majority of Nigerians, it's Lai Mohammed and not the other way around.
Agoma, let's leave it at that. Thank you very much for calling. Akim is Nigodun. Hello, Akim. Welcome.
Good afternoon, Sandra. How are you?
I'm very well. Good afternoon.
Well, I think that we first need to realize that Nigeria is the land of illogicality.
Okay.
So, if nothing guards actions and statements, then you, of course, whatever you see is cannot be expected.
Okay.
Because the president is at liberty to do whatsoever he wants.
Okay.
And since he does not follow logical reasoning or action, one cannot be surprised that. The fact that he's nominating the ex service chiefs for ambassadorial appointment. Mm. Then somebody raised the issue about the career diplomats.
Right.
What about the career diplomats? These are people that have been trained to hold our diplomatic service.
That's right.
How can you leave those people behind and then take people who are not even, they are not schooled in the arts of diplomacy? It doesn't make any sense to me. Thank you, Sandra.
Thank you, Akim, for calling us. If you just joined the show, our first story is the confirmation of all the immediate past service chiefs as ambassadors. The Senate confirmed them today. A few weeks ago, we told you President Buhari was nominating the five men to be ambassadors just days after removing them from the top of the military. And today, the Senate confirmed all five of them. So the former Chief of Defense Staff, General Abayomi Olonisakin, former Chief of Army Staff, No, sorry. General Abayomi is Chief of Defence Staff. Then former Chief of Army Staff is Lieutenant General Tuko Burutai. Then the former Chief of Naval Staff, Vice Admiral Ibok Ete Ibas. Then the former Chief of Air Staff, Air Marshal Sadiq Abubakar, and the former Chief of Defence Intelligence, Air Vice Marshal Mohammed Usman. And the question I'm asking on the show today is if you agree with those who say that the Senate should not have confirmed them because the Senate themselves called for their termination. Or do you agree with Nigerians who say military is military, diplomacy is diplomacy? Do you think that the Nigerians who said that these people have no right to be nominated or confirmed because of the role they played during the NSAS protests? Whatever you believe, they have been confirmed. The next step is for the president to assign them to countries. Joy Nikorodu, hello. Thanks for calling us.
Hello, hello.
Good evening, Joy.
I want to really ask, because sometimes it confuses me sometimes.
Okay.
This Senate, what is the job of our senator? Is it not to carry the information from their different wards to the Senate house, to the House of Assembly?
It is.
Then they will not, well, in case the president want to do anything or want to bring nomination, they all get back to their ward, then see how what the people want. Then I was thinking it's what the people want. They will carry to the president and tell the president, this is what the people want.
Right.
Now, this is what we are saying want.
Right.
I think they are supposed to represent the people back at home.
Right.
Abia, am I wrong?
You're not wrong at all. You are very, very correct.
Now, you don't see anything like that. There is no, it's like as if God forgive me, or maybe let me just say I forgive myself for using this statement. They are not doing anything.
Joy, thank you for calling.
This is the Big Three.
The Big Three
on Hard Facts
on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. It's 3:30 and we told you the Senate has confirmed the last set of service chiefs as ambassadors. Our second story is about the security situation they left behind. Though Olai Mohammed, the information minister, has said that school kidnappings happen everywhere in the world, including the USA. If you watched that interview on TV when it aired, then you know exactly what he said. If you couldn't watch it, you can watch it on our Facebook and YouTube pages. Facebook Nigeria Info 99.3, YouTube Nigeria Info FM. If you don't have data to watch, you can definitely listen to what he said for yourself.
You see, for the same reason that even in the most developed country in the world, school kidnapping takes place. Last year in the US, we also witnessed at least 3 or 4 school kidnappings. And that is in probably one of the most developed countries in the world. Now, the thing about terrorism is that the terrorists don't live by your own rules. And they are especially, you know, interested in soft targets. See, they know that what is going to get global attention is actually kidnapping school children. And we must be careful also. We can't turn all our schools into barracks. It's what is important to me is the intelligence gathering, surveillance, rather than the physical presence of the soldiers or policemen. But even the soldiers are there, and they find out that the lives of the children are at risk, they're not going to dare them. But the truth of the matter is that you are dealing with people who don't think like me and you. That you are dealing with people who have absolutely no rules of engagement. You are dealing with people whose motivations are completely different from mine and yours. And anywhere in the world, this is how terrorists, this is how they operate. But the important thing is to learn from what is happening and adapt For instance, we were in the process of saying, do we close all schools along the borders? But then you disperse the students to other schools. You know, where you can have probably adequate security, so to say. But when you look at Kagara is not really, really at the outskirts. She has no boundary with any country. It's about 2 hours drive, called the bad road for Mina. Now, of course, but the important thing is that every security in the world must learn to adapt to the changing tactics of terrorists. Forgotten that a few years ago, hardly a day passed without one suicide bomber blow himself up that we were able to arrest. A few years ago, places of worship were not safe. A few years ago, Boko Haram was in virtually 10 states operating daily. A few years ago, Boko Haram would stroll into Abuja, go to the first headquarters, bomb them, go to the United Nations headquarters, kill people, go to the motor park, explode bombs, go to media headquarters. All that has been contained now. So we'll continue to adapt to meet the challenges. We can see now that school children is now their focus, because that's, you see, when children are kidnapped, parents, everybody is very worried. And they do that deliberately. Deliberately, that they know what they are doing when they target children. But at the same time, we can have soldiers in every class.
Now, if by school kidnappings the minister means gunmen showing up at his school and carrying away children, then I have to fact check and say that there were actually zero reported cases of that in the USA in 2020. Now, Mohammed also made the point that schools are soft targets and there's no way to fortify every single school in these states where gunmen and terrorists are, and bandits are operating. We've talked about this before. We've talked about how the experts say that the security forces are overstretched. So the minister is saying that instead, government has set up surveillance and reporting systems and is beefing those up. So, of course, the implication is that even if the bad guys strike a school and take children, they won't get away with it because the army or the police will track them down and conduct a rescue. Now, looking back at these last two mass school kidnappings and the victims who were not rescued, who were released, who both times the government came out to say the bandits released the students after negotiation, who you even have Lai Mohammed himself in this interview conceding this, saying that there's nothing wrong with negotiating with bandits. So it raises the question, is the surveillance and response system that Lai Mohammed is talking about working? Because the critics are saying that if it were working, there wouldn't be a need to negotiate with terrorists who kidnap children. Now, government supporters make a point that may apply here. Government supporters say that security agents cannot engage in a shootout when there are children in the way. So basically, the security forces' hands are tied the moment the children are taken. But here's the part I really want us to think about. If on the one hand, Lai Mohammed says the security forces cannot prevent school kidnappings because they cannot defend every school at once, and on the other hand, we're saying that they also cannot rescue these students from captivity because it endangers their lives, how do we keep children safe without negotiating with the criminals who kidnap them? And if we cannot keep these children in the different states safe, without negotiating with criminals? Does this create an environment where more criminals know that if they go into kidnapping of school children, they will have protection from reprisal and a bargaining chip? How do we prevent that moral hazard? 0700-993-993-993. If you're a woman, the number you can call is 01-465-7190. 01-465-7190. We've got Christopher on the line. Welcome to the show, Christopher. Hello, Christopher. Welcome. You're live on the show.
Good afternoon, Auntie Sandra.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
Yes. I want to contribute to the issue. I just listened to the statement of
Lai Mohammed,
our Minister of Information.
Yes.
Mr. Lai Mohammed. He's always giving us a new story every day. It's not new to us. It's not new to us. Can the Minister of Information come? So it's now that our children are not safe. Army cannot guide all the schools. What else are we going to do? Are we to keep our children from school? Or what next? Auntie Sandra, what next can we do? If a Minister of Information can come out and tell us this kind of statement, what else are we? What else? Where are we going in this country now? Auntie Sandra?
I'm here. I'm listening. I'm not providing answers because I figure that that's not a question I should answer or can answer.
Where are we going? Mr. Lai Mohammed come out and started telling us that army cannot guide all the schools. And what else are we going to do? Because he now started mentioning from last year, he said, yes, pass. You, when you are coming in, you promised us you are going to transgress all these security issues. You are going to sort out all these issues. What else are you? So you are not giving us an excuse that you are not saying that you cannot do, you cannot, is it that the security is now overwhelming you or what else? Is it not the promise they give to us when they are coming to sign a building? And now they are not giving us excuses. I don't know where we are going, Auntie Sandra. I don't know where we are going.
Christopher, thank you very much for calling us. Let's talk to Azubike. Azubike is on the line. Hello, thanks for calling.
My dear Sandra, Sandra.
Sandra is just fine. Welcome. Go ahead.
Sandra, Ezekwesili.
Go ahead.
My mama.
No, alright, tell me what you think about what Lai Mohammed said.
Let me tell the truth. What is happening in this current administration of President Muhammadu Buhari is never a shock to me, because I know that this government does not have anything to offer Nigeria. That is why President Muhammadu Buhari is taking it as desperate to win 2019 presidential election for him to come and accomplish the evil work that is planned to for Nigeria. How can Lai Mohammed telling us that despite what is going on, the middle kick are not able to crush out the Boko Haram and the bandits and whatever? They forgotten that 2015, I need to say, that the point is that when President Muhammadu Buhari swear in as win the 2015 election, that we in Nigeria will not experience anything like Boko Haram. And 2017, Lai Mohammed come on and tell us that the Boko Haram has crushed and totally defeated. Which one do you want us to believe now? That is to show you that Nigeria should have patience for almost 2 years. After 2 years, if Nigeria can learn a lesson, we cannot choose a better person that will represent us. Because Muhammad Buhari and the senators that failed us, they are just for their selfish interests.
Azubike, thank you for calling. Grandma Princess says, if something has been done wrongly, it's important that action is corrected. But in Nigeria, it is the opposite. Nigeria prefers to continue doing things the wrong way. Diplomats possess university education of international relations with years of experience work on diplomacy and continuous training on diplomatic relations. That's why they are posted out to represent their countries. And any practice short of this does not go with international norms and should be discontinued to enable Nigeria achieve the best of diplomatic relations with other countries. Diplomacy is meant only for trained diplomats. Grandma Princess there with fantastic insights. I love reading her messages. We've got Chinedu who says, Lai Mohammed has accepted that those who kidnap these boys are terrorists. Therefore, why are they still called bandits? And why have they not been proscribed? Who is deceiving who? Chinedu, thanks for your message. Jane from Iba says, I did not support the president appointing the retired service chiefs as ambassadors. He did it because he was compelled by the Senate to retire them. So that's the only way to compensate those that did not perform while they were in office. God is watching. Jane from Iba, thank you very much for your message. There's nothing Lai Mohammed and all other government officials and politicians say that should be ever believed. They are all very economical with the truth. They've all lost their credibility, integrity, dignity, and conscience. That's a message from our day in Surulere. Let's talk to Glory in Apapa. Hello, Glory. Glory, call back if you can, all right? The number for women to call is 01465-7190. 01465-7190. Where in the world has children been kidnapped and no solution has been proferred? Mr. Lai Mohammed, must you say anything that comes your way because you are the information minister? The government that has been technically defeated, only God can save us. Dominic Afeng from Ikorodu says, Dominic, thank you for your message. Let's talk to Comfort. Comfort is, Comfort, where are you? Hello, Comfort. Hello? Can you hear me, Comfort? All right, go ahead.
Yes. Good afternoon, ma.
Good afternoon. Welcome. Go ahead.
Yes, ma. Everything that is going on in this country, for my own understanding, I just want us to put everything in prayer. There is nothing that is so difficult for God to do. Right. Whether Lai Mohammed is saying the truth or is confessing himself, let's just put everything in God's hand. If God wants those children to be released, he will make a way for them to come out. That is only contribution that I have. Thank you, ma.
Thank you very much, Comfort, for calling. 99.3. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. 99.3. Hello? All right. I assure you, the numbers work. Hello?
Hello?
Thanks for calling. What's your name? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, I can hear you. Good afternoon. What's your name?
Adeline.
Hello? Let's talk to Samuel. Samuel, thanks for calling us.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon, Samuel.
Yes. You know, what I want to say is this. This administration of President Muhammadu Buhari has failed Nigerians. The administration that took them 3 months for them to appoint ministers. 3 months. Where is Baba Chief David Lawa? Where is that man? Where is Emangu? Now, Buhari decided to appoint the former generals as ambassadors. Within 3 weeks, within 2 weeks, this country don't die.
No, the country never dies, Samuel. Let's not confess negativity about our nation. It's our country. It's your country. It's my country. We have to be charitable when we talk about our country. We've got updates on the COVID-19 situation. That's our third story. 23% of Lagosians may have already had COVID in the past. That's what the results from the latest household seroprevalence survey is showing. So it was the NCDC and the Nigerian Institute for Medical Research that ran this survey with the help of the US government and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. And in the survey, they got people from thousands of households in the country, tested their blood for COVID-19 antibodies. Because remember, your body creates antibodies if you have COVID or if you've been vaccinated against COVID. And they found that 23% of Lagosians in the survey tested positive for antibodies. Now, NIMR is very confident that these results are reflective. So that would mean that 2 out of every 10 Lagosians have gotten COVID in the past. 2 out of 10. Now, of course, many of those would have been asymptomatic. They would have just gone about their days unaware that their bodies were battling an infection. And then you have others who fall sick, but who say to themselves, oh, it's just malaria, or it's just a cold. Because remember, we've said from the beginning that it's only a minority of COVID cases that fall seriously ill. And it's only a minority of those that end up needing intensive care and oxygen. And only a minority of those end up dying if they don't get the right care. But the problem is, nobody knows which case their own will be. Also, the people who remain healthy can still infect others, and those others may end up very ill. It's like I used to tell you guys all the time last year, you don't want to be the one responsible for killing your parents, do you? And then there's also COVID vaccines updates. Boss Mustafa is asking Nigerians to be patient and to not buy on the black market. He's the chairman of the PTF on COVID, and he's also the secretary to the government of the Federation. And he says Nigerians will soon start receiving the AstraZeneca vaccines from COVAX. I told you, remember, that they said we should expect the first batch before the end of the month. That's 5 days away, right? So if the first batch is coming, we should be getting an update about it this week. But there's some good vaccine news for the whole world. Pfizer vaccine may not need ultra cold storage. Pfizer has applied to the US government to change the label requirement. They've been doing more tests and observations since production started, and they say that they have data that proves that the vaccine can survive in a normal freezer for 2 weeks. So just regular 0 degrees Celsius, not minus 70, like we were previously told to expect. Now, if that is true, that's good news for countries like Nigeria, where the ultra cold storage infrastructure is not very widespread. At least we can handle freezers and generators now, Abi. But yeah, that's our COVID update for you on today's Big Three. What do you think about this survey? That 2 out of 10 of us have COVID antibodies. What do you think about that? Because what that means is that 2 out of 10 people must have had COVID-19 in the past. And what do you think about Boss Mustafa warning about black market vaccines? What have you heard about black market vaccines? 0700-993-993-993. Get to Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and share your thoughts. You can also tell us what you think on Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3. Let's talk to Amos. Hello, Amos. Thank you for calling us. Amos, hello. You're live on the show. You're talking to Sandra. Hello.
Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Nigeria. I mean, people should not blame General Muhammadu Buhari. Why I'm saying so? Because the man is confused. I don't know why he's confused. Buhari, are you trying to compensate the army chiefs or what? I don't understand. There must be something. Something is hidden to Nigerians. And somebody have to know. And on Minister of Information, I normally used to call him Misinformation. Lai Mohammed, tomorrow, interview him on his statement. He will say, I don't know. Just it. And tomorrow you will see what will happen. Bless your heart.
Bless your heart too, Amos. Thank you very much for calling. We've got more people calling into the show. Remember, the number for women is 01465-7190. 01465-7190. Edith is on the line. Hello, Edith. Thanks for calling us.
Hello, Sandra.
Hello, ma'am. Welcome.
I just, you know.
Fine, thank you. Aw, that's heartbreaking. Call back if you can, please. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
What's your name, ma'am?
I'm Miss Aaron.
Oh, no. Oh, no. What happened there? Sorry about that. Call back. Please call back. 99.3, hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name? Okay, I think we're having problems with the phone lines in general. But let's try one more time. 99.3, hello.
Hello, Sandra.
Thanks for calling. What's your name?
Sandra, this is Rita from Facebook.
Welcome, Rita. Go ahead.
All right, Sandra. You know, the truth is always the truth. There's no way you can hear the truth. It's obvious that our president is trying to compensate those five chiefs of staff. Because normally they did nothing. Even the one that spent more than his tenure, 5+ months in the office. And then still like Mohammed, who came out and told us that security is better now than what they met it in 2015. And now the same government that came with, they are ready to fight corruption, they are going to eradicate all the bandits, all the Boko Haram. Now what is happening? And people told this government that they will soon be swimming into the same corruption and they will still not have anything to do with all the bandits, with all the, you know, headmen, Boko Haram that has been going on. Sandra, what is happening today? You know, this government just came on a platter of defeat and we all embrace it because we are looking for change. But thank God, no one now, you can hear them say Baba, say Buhari again. Now our eyes are clear. We now are facing the real change and the truth. And for life, Muhammad, he will continue to lie until his tenure is exhausted. But God will continue to keep us. We will all see the end of this present government in our life until they will finish and go. That's my own take.
Richard, thank you very much for calling. We've got Odedeyi on the line, but if we take Odedeyi's call, we will not be able to do justice to his opinions because we've got about 30 seconds before we have to take a break. So Odedeyi, I'll apologize profusely and ask you to maybe try and call back. Huh? We've got more messages here. Sam Enyo says, President Sandra, firstly, the confirmation of the retired service chiefs means that career ambassadors will be denied promotion. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. Don't go away.